Renee, I just want to thank you for meeting me here on this beach.
Sure, Chitty.
I'm sitting on this boat, as you say. Listen, we need to talk about our relationship, and if you could
You know, I love to go out there and sail into that open ocean.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have to deal with sisters, just me and the crabs and the jellyfish and all the ocean animals. But, you know, did you ever see that scene of The Little Mermaid? Here's the thing. The crabs don't know how to play the xylophones.
Oh, they don't.
That's a Hollywood lie.
It is.
Pencil-town tales.
Oh, is it?
They don't know how to play that. There's not even any King Triton up there.
There's not.
There is a King of the Crabs, though.
There is.
He's down there, and he runs to the production.
Okay.
That's why all the prices go from so high. Part of the whole worldwide cabal. And they're in it with the Rothschilds.
We wish her the best.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I would love to go out there. Let's just say this. I always love to see a cuckoo bird on my television. It's not as great when I know that they're mentally ill and dangerous.
Well, isn't this the first time? I believe, I haven't TLC, I don't know if they confirmed it, but the reason why she was not invited is because they don't think it's safe. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm not sure what the reason was. Supposedly she broke her NDA. There was a thing that it's not safe for her mental health or we flew too close to the crazy on Wings of Wax. And you can kind of go close to crazy. But
as a casting director for 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, you got to get close to the crazy.
You want to be crazy adjacent.
Yeah. This was full on. This was going there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's full on mental illness and dangerous, I believe.
And dangerous. Yes. Again, probably the reason he wants to meet her at a beach and not her hotel room is he doesn't know if he's going to be human sacrificed because she's alluded to those things.
The problem is you, Chitty. The problem is the freaking human race. I went, all be civilized here.
Well,
let's all back away.
She doesn't like to overreact, you know.
I had to pause. No. I don't think I ever overreact.
And then she just stood there or sat there.
And those eyes.
And the camera just held on her, just kind of staring and blinking.
This is great when this person like this is in a vacuum or on a documentary show. By themselves with just a film crew. However, when they're with another person who is blind, I'm genuinely concerned.
I'm genuinely concerned too. I don't think it looks like this was it, this episode for them, and I hope it is.
I think it might be.
I think they might have edited their story. I bet they left stuff out because also I bet they were like, whoa, this person, because Paul wasn't Paul when he was on 90 Day Fiancé, even right. though he did burn a lover's house down and they still
cast him.
That
was before the show.
That was before the show. He didn't really go cuckoo.
Don't make me defend Paul. God.
Until after the show. I bet you they, because we've got, I think,
what was
episode,
on the cutting room floor?
Yes, because we got this episode this season on. So we're officially halfway through this season.
So,
I bet they were like, maybe, let's get her out. Get her out of this fucking show.
We're looking
show.
At maybe four more episodes and four tell-alls.
Possibly.
Four or five more episodes. No, maybe three tell-alls.
I think BD90 is going, yeah. Let's see, we're on.
So four or five more episodes, three tell-alls. Because I think we start the beginning of the year with 90 Day Fiancé.
We do start the beginning of the year.
Ooh, who do you think it'll make it? Do you think anybody from B90 will make it?
I think we're too early in to make that.
I want to speculate.
Well,
I want to speculate. It's time. By the way, this is before the 90 days, season 7, episode 10.
Thank
warranties.
You. I've just been trying to introduce the fucking show. What other takes 5 minutes to do an intro?
I really think we need to do better about that. Don't you love, I'm trying to do a branding strategy on meeting on
while during the pod.
We should have even if it's like the cold open should be no longer than 20 seconds if we can help it.
Christina, just take all this out.
No, this is real. This is authentic.
You can't do anything in 20 seconds.
You can't either.
No, I'm just saying brevity is not our friend.
I don't know her. This is my cousin, Brevity.
Kim, I need to talk to you. I got a baby and her name's Brevity.
And Joey
doesn't know about it. Joey doesn't know.
He don't know about my baby Brevity.
Y'all, if you're not watching Life After Lockup, the joy of Kim and Joey,
I could watch a whole spinoff.
If you don't watch, get this straight. Kim slept with Joey 20 years ago in high school while Joey was dating her cousin.
Best friend / nail tech.
What's her name?
Tatum.
While she's dating Tatum. So all the time in this season, it's just Kim talking to Tatum.
Who is currently her best friend.
Kim's dating Joey now after he's out of the
engaged.
Po-po. They're engaged. She stands in a wedding dress and looks right at Tatum. And Poodle, what does she say?
You know what? I'm still married.
What, Kim? What?
Kimberly.
I can't believe.
I know. I've done this 3 times.
It's so good.
It's so cinematic. And
it is.
It's sad, but it's funny sad.
Oh.
And you still kind of feel safe because everyone's a dumbass.
It's a good season of Life After Lockup. I'm enjoying it.
Between them and Melissa and Louie, and even laughing at the ridiculousness of Zaria and Troy. Yeah,
but then
Bianca and Daniel. You just kind of that's what I just kind of like white knuckle it.
That's riveting too, because he's trying to be sober and doesn't realize he hasn't come to terms with that he is engaged to a woman outside of prison who's an raging alcoholic.
Yeah, she's got a lot of problems.
Anyway, and don't get us started on Teenie and Rob's mom. Woo! It's good. It's good. It's on the $8 tier of our RG Plus, y'all. You can subscribe to that on Patreon, Supercast, Apple subscriptions. We do ask, if you are thinking of joining Patreon, you might not want to do that through Apple Pay or through your actual phone. Because if so,
on the iOS app.
App. So, you know, when you buy an app on your phone and you can buy Patreon through, you're going to get charged a 30% fee
Tim Cook
Apple.
New Palace in the Sky tax.
Yeah.
It ain't going to us. Trust me.
He watched he finally played Mario Brothers, and someone showed him a secret level that get up to the sky, and he said, "I want that.
I want to hit my head on a star."
And so, bum 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 ba dum ba dum ba dum bum 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 bum. That's the music he plays when Tim Cook fucks you. Bum 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 ba dum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Oh my god, I'd love to have a piece of that dick. What I wouldn't give.
And then when he comes, it goes do 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 do
do do do. Boy, I will be in high. I will be in like Flint.
Oh, I would love to fuck Tim Cook. Someone put us in touch with that. Figure it out.
Just fucking that kind of money. I can't even imagine.
God. Wow. So where were we? I don't know where we were talking. Oh, anyway.
Probably something important.
If you want to, yes, probably something important. If you want to join Patreon, we ask, and you want to listen through Patreon app and all that, and instead of using your iPhone, the iOS, we recommend going on your computer and going to patreon.com.
Those old things called computers, go to patreon.com or even on your browser on your phone.
Open up your Chrome, your Safari.
Safari.
Opera.
Bing, Quora.
Firefox. And anyway, and pay through that, not through the iOS app, and you will not get charged the 30% fee. So yeah. We're just letting you know that.
It ain't us. If you see us, another us. Charge, it ain't us.
It's not us.
We're still getting the same amount. So
exactly.
And so that's the only thing. That's only for new Patreon members, by the way. Everybody else that you won't be getting, but it's just for people who I think
it starts today, actually.
November 4th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Apple's just like saying, "Hey, Patreon, where's my money?
Where's my money?"
Just got a
money.
Big old sack of pennies coming. They just shut up at the Patreon office.
All right. Quick, we mentioned our Bi-Curious last episode. That's going to be up for people on RG Plus. There's going to be
a
poll
at the Supercast $5 level.
Mm-hmm. And sorry. Apple subscription doesn't get it. But the choices are... I'm going to say these without emotion because last time I was shamed.
No, you actually told our audience to vote for one. You didn't even just push one. You told our audience, and that is not what we do here at Reality Gaze. We are impartial.
I love Melissa Peterman.
I don't care. The choices are, let me do it because you're not going to be able to do it.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Your choices are, for the Bi-Curious, Love is Blind, Habibi. Okay. The Middle Eastern version of everyone's favorite.
Yes.
Love dating show that you can't see people.
Mm-hmm.
The House of Villains season 2.
With Larissa.
With Larissa. Whose Larissa. Boobs are painful to look at.
People did not recognize her.
And Finding Mr. Christmas, a new reality show from the Hallmark Channel with hosts Jonathan Bennett and, as you said before, Melissa Peterman, where they're finding the new Christmas movie hunk for the holiday Christmas movie, an untitled holiday Christmas movie.
Yeah. Whatever you choose, it's fine, sissies.
Whatever you do is fine with us.
It's fine by me.
I have no choice. I have no lead choice in the matter. I'm happy doing anything. I have been vocal about before, but I'm willing to let the votes of the people decide.
Speaking of,
ain't no electoral college here.
Yeah, there's not. Speaking of, we don't get into politics and things like that on the show because we want this to be a break for y'all because a lot of you have said that. You appreciate that about us. You're here for the dick jokes. So we hope that a lot of you might be feeling anxious today. We get that. We are too. But I hope all of us right now can just take a collective breath. And let's just have fun for an hour and read these people for Phil, shall we?
Oh, please.
Please.
I don't know if what we do is fun, but some to fill time, I guess.
It's better than
better than talking to your family.
Boy, that's the truth.
Shit. You just spent a whole weekend with your mother.
I did in Charleston. Yeah, it was. We had a good time.
I think that's it. We were saying hopefully we made it through RSS feed
Yes. So if you aren't able to do that, read that post. It's all changed. Well, I do want to say thank you actually to the people at Patreon.
Thank you, Patreon. And
Spotify has been helping us. So now you can listen to RG Plus on Spotify. So be sure to check it out.
We're there.
Are we for sure there?
We better be by the time this airs. Yeah, I'm just going to put it on faith. We are. I'm going to spray my protection spray.
Oh, no. Going. Spray it in your ears like they did.
Like they do, yeah. Made no sense.
I'm still thinking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, back of the neck? Sure.
Or behind the ears? I'm just like, stop spraying it in my ears.
Maybe on my neck.
So let's jump in with Vanya and Bojo. I think we finally have a successor to Darcy. And I don't say that lightly.
I don't think she's as bad as our Queen Dars. No.
But she kind of has the same kind of rewriting what the person is saying. And sorry, not understanding you. And she does say things like, she's like, I loved hugging you so much, Bojo. And I went, that's kind of like Darcy's, he's very embraceful.
I forgot though she said that.
He's very embraceful.
There will be no other.
Yeah, you know
truly,
what?
That there will
fair.
Be no other.
This is no successor. This is someone in this, let's say the same lineage.
No, yeah.
You're Darcy vibes.
Darcy's like the legends of like, there's never going to be another Ann Richards. And I don't know why I made that comparison to Darcy.
That's so stupid.
There'll never be another Texas Democratic governor.
Whoa. I did not expect you would go there. And after you just said we don't talk about politics on this show. Fucking love Ann Richards. There's a great documentary about her that I watched a while back.
Really wasn't good. Holland Taylor in the play about her?
Anne.
I never saw it, but I would want to. Anyway, I loved her as a child. I remember asking my mom about her, and my mom didn't like that. Anyway.
Did you like her policies, or you just liked her hair?
I think I like, you know what I liked about her? It's, I really did like her hair. I was young. I didn't know her policies. I was in middle school. I was like in middle school. But I love the way, I just loved kind of how assertive she was.
What a born faggot you were.
You know, it's kind of the same way that, and maybe, I don't know, Christina, you can take this out if you're not, because I don't know her choices, but it's like that preacher, Joyce Meyer. Did you ever watch her?
No, I know who you're talking about, but my parents never watched religious.
We never watched it, but I was just flipping through the TV and one day she was on and that was in high school, but she kind of has that same kind of talk as Ann Richards. That's very,
very, very aggressive.
Very aggressive. And I think yes. I just grew, I respect women that talk that way. And it's just,
cause you're kind of always scared of them.
Yes. And I've always admired it. That I'm going to talk to you right now. Like you're going to listen to me.
That was how all the teachers talked to how I went to when I went to school.
Yeah. Mrs. Seipert. Yes, Mrs. Seipert talked about that. The one that made us write the poem. You're going to write this poem if, because you were talking in class.
I think a lot of people just got triggered by that tone. A lot of Southern people. My teacher, Mrs. Nicholson, talked that way when she would, like, the guy, she's like, yeah, Jerome. Whose name was Jeremy, but it was spelled Jerome. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, so I'm going to call you Jerome.
She sounds lovely.
I liked her.
Okay.
I liked most of my tough teachers. I responded to it.
Yeah.
So Vanya and Bojo, y'all.
I agree, though. To go off of your point to actually talk about the show, I was a little bit of wondering, was he clear about this? Or did you fill in blanks in your head about this?
I think there was that. I think he probably did say a lot on the phone. But she, I feel like she hears what she wants to hear.
Because honestly, I was shocked that he brought it up this early. And
I cannot believe I was happy about his honesty.
I was too, even though it hurt her. It was honest, but
it's
also
like the opposite of Niles.
This is normal though. I think it's normal to don't know if you're going to have
physical chemistry
with somebody. I mean, look, if anybody knows
that's
about
me, that's why you have to ask to see a dick pic.
Okay.
And that's how you know if you got physical chemistry. Actually, you know what you do?
Oh, no.
You have to kind of like video with them and maybe do a little sexy video with them. That's how you know.
That's how you know you're dirty, slutty.
The dirty version of that.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
That's how you hoe.
That's how you hoe. So
we need to move on.
She's like, I'm feeling a little better this next morning. I'm still confused about his friend's comment. Do you notice they kept zooming in on that makeup palette? What were they? I feel like they were trying to say she's covering over her feelings with makeup.
Maybe. The reason why this is not Darcy is I'm impressed that Vanya beat that face and came out in 20 minutes.
It would take Darcy an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Tiger Lily would still be there.
I do have to say, Vanya obviously comes from the matching eye makeup with her outfit.
Which sometimes it's cute, but we're usually 90% not fans.
Yeah. Y'all, or suggest instead of tell.
She puts it on pretty, though. She applies it pretty. But it was just a little, I think sometimes the pink around her eyes, like she's very pretty and has really beautiful eyes. It kind of takes away from her eyes. But
yeah. I will say he meets her with vegan sweets.
Yes.
So it's not for lack that he's doing the least here.
No.
I think he does want to show her around. I kind of believe him. I think he's being pretty transparent.
I think so, too.
I do wonder what he said to her. She does seem to she seems to be someone who's going to jump to conclusions a little bit. But Bojo says, last night was awkward because Vanya and I are on different pages. She came to Croatia for a great relationship, but wants it immediately. It does seem like that.
It does,
and I want to take it step by step.
I'm sorry. But remember, too, though, he's painting himself this now that he's on camera. This guy is very aware
that
of
is true.
Being on camera. And this guy did completely ghost her and when she thought they were getting serious and then just
That's
randomly
true.
Reappeared to 2 months later. So,
well, he might say, we weren't that serious, so I didn't know if I needed to not talk to you that much.
Yes. So he probably would excuse. So I'm still not taking him out of the asshole camp yet.
The truth does seem to lie somewhere in the middle of this.
Yes.
And he says, I'm looking forward to a fresh start, getting to know her and see if we could recreate the chemistry we had online. All of this seems to be done in good faith.
That is, yes.
So they're going to he's like, let's go to the old town and enjoy the history and the ancient things.
It is this. I want to go here. This is beautiful.
Me too. Croatia is definitely my next international destination, I think.
Riviera. I thought you were going for Scandinavia, but
too
I understand
cold.
Why. I understand why you made a different choice.
I made a different choice. I'm going to have to. It's kind of when I was in a relationship. So now the Dick Riviera is all
now the Dick
fine.
Riviera calls.
Yeah.
I'll lend you that rainbow captain hat I have that I wore to that TLC party.
Come and take a spin on the Dick Riviera.
Let him stick it in.
Don't you change my key. So he's just showing her, the stuff around town. I love it that it is like a mixture of really old and like, cause y'all, this is a lot of this stuff was not bombed by some of the wars that happened. Yeah. So you'll have really old stuff. It's like Prague in a way. A lot of Prague is still there and a lot of the other, Eastern European cities weren't there. And so what did you think when they just walked into one place and he just started singing his name, her name, like, Vanya? It was so weird and kind of, but funny. And I was like, if someone did that to me, I'd of course be embarrassed. But I think she would like it.
No, she even said she likes it and she kind of sang it back at the end, but she said, this is a joke.
He's a better singer than she is.
He's not great, but
he's not great, but
but it was It was silly. It was fun. He is, y'all, he's charming.
He is charming. She like, we'll dance at the beach, likes vegan brownies. And I'm like, these people are brave to sing on camera like this who are untrained. You are brave. You wouldn't catch me. I'd say, can we do another take? One more take.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, we're losing the light. We've been doing this for 8 hours.
Shout out to Libby.
I know. Hey, I know I have a good voice.
She does. I do love, too, that she said the reasons, because we said we loved the nursery rhyme thing. And she said, oh, we did that because that's what they said. That's all I could sing. TLC didn't want to pay for the rights.
It was so obvious. Yeah.
It was great.
That's all I could sing.
Keep talking. I have to pull my shade down because the light's in my face and Christina's going to yell at me.
Why can't we do this? Why can't we do this
Christina's
before the
show? Christina's going to get upset.
All right. Jesus fucking Christ. So they're basically, he's like, so when do I get to meet your friends? And he's like, tomorrow night. Let's see who's going to show up. I don't know how that makes me feel of let's see who's going to show up with the friends. And she's like, so what did you tell your family about me? And he's like, well, my mother has already married us. You were their last hope. So this is all fun. I'm just glad their parents know about her, or the mother and the aunt. Yeah. And she's like, what does she know about me? That you're blonde, you have beautiful eyes. And she's like, hopefully there will be a time. Basically, y'all, he's saying, if I'm actually wound up recreating this chemistry, then you'll meet my mother and my aunt. Because I think this was something where he met her, and you're kind of, I think he does have a checklist. I think he is probably still dealing with the ex. I think I called it. There's probably some checklist of how he should feel when he meets someone, if there is a romantic partner for him.
Yeah.
And if he's not feeling it, yeah.
Fanya doesn't realize she's in a relationship with three people.
I hope we get to meet the ex. Oh my God.
That was
a really good tongue pop.
Thank you.
Basically he's like, your aunt? He's like, same thing. He's like, when I talk about you, I give the biggest compliments. And she's like, they talk about last night. He's like, I loved how you look in the dress. He's like, but I need to actually tell you, I feel very close to you in a friend way. And her face. And she says, I hope we're going to fall in love.
He says, and at this moment, I just want to say, because he does say, and at this moment, I'm not sure of how I feel. So he was very clear.
I got to say, people will probably hate on him for this, but honestly, so many guys don't do this.
And no, they act weird and make a woman feel crazy. We talk about that all the time. I was trying to think, have we ever had somebody this forthright?
No.
I don't think we have either.
No. And so I think you've got to give him that much. I don't know what he said to her, but at least he's being honest about his feelings.
Oh, I think you want to give him more than that much.
I'm not as into him as I was the first time I saw him. He seems to age with every episode. Do you notice?
Yeah, sometimes he looks really handsome, and sometimes he looks rough. Yeah.
So
she, of course, says, you know, she said, but we talked for so long, but she
and we already said I love you.
She said, but that's which is a big deal. She said, this is fair, but she's like, but I don't think we're just friends. I have all this time here. For me, this is serious. And he just said, I just don't feel the romantic chemistry now.
Yeah. He says that's something. He's like, he's like, I said those things to you on our phone when you weren't here. So it just tells her, I don't think he's one of these people who can have an online romance.
For him, love is not ever blind. He needs to see the person.
And so, y'all, she was in love with him. She is in love with him, and it's a real problem. And she says, but I think she's in love with the idea of him. That's the other part. She's in love with the idea of a basketball player and someone who is Croatian, who has a shared kind of heritage.
But is
romantic.
She in love with the idea of him, or is she in, we don't know. That's, is I she in love the with idea. The bojo that he presented?
That's true.
We don't know.
He says, fair, but She says, all that's fair, but I don't think we're just friends. She said, I'm here to pursue a relationship with you. I was single for 6 years, and I have found someone I click with. I put my life off for 3 weeks because this is serious for me. And she says, has there been chemistry so far? And he says, in a romantic way, I don't feel it now. And I went, ow!
Ouch.
But at least ouch. I got it. Still, this is a hard thing to do. And he is putting it, he's being honest. I wonder if he'll get, I wonder if other people will give him credit. I really do wonder about that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not going to be poor Vanya because she's starting to cry and he's like, don't cry, don't cry. And he hugs her. She's like, I just don't want to be a fool.
Honey, you're a fool already. We're all fools, but I have a feeling
you were kissing a fool. Good song.
I have a feeling she's been a fool in a lot of her relationships.
I've been a fool. I made out with a man at the George Michael concert at the Forum years ago.
I remember that.
To Kissing a Fool. We made out during that song. And then he never called me again. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's one thing, y'all. I will tell you, good thing about heartbreak.
He could have been honest with you, too.
He could have, yeah. I look back on him, and y'all, some of these people that just, if you're going through it right now, just remember, I look back now, whatever, 15 years later, I'm like, good God, he was such a bad choice. I'm so glad that didn't work out.
Not if you're Kim and Joey. You're still in high school 20 years later.
Yeah. Still 20 years later. I think that's all I have for them.
I just, one little thing when she was like, he said, I just didn't feel the chemistry. And I kept writing, these are Darcy vibes. And he keeps saying, I'm going to see how I feel. And she's like, I'm insulted. And she's like, but at the same time, he did tell me he wants to see where it can go. I got to say, if I was Vanya, and maybe this is because she's being filmed by a film crew, I think I would just peace out. I understand that he needs that time, but I don't know if I want to hang out with someone who at the end of 3 weeks goes, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
It's probably old me would, no, not probably, old me would stay.
I wouldn't, I'd peace out.
I do think though, as I get older, and this is in relationships and business and everything, usually the time that I look back and I feel the shittiest about myself is when I tried to convince someone of my worth.
Yes. 100%.
It's not a good feeling. And so now I just try to go forward in my life and go, if you don't see my worth, not even in a bad way, not even like, fuck you, but just like, okay, that's great. I'm not going to, I don't need
drop
to jump.
The rope.
Because she now is all going to be, she's going to be doing like,
working really hard.
That fucking number from Chicago. I can't do it alone.
Then she goes, the spread eagle.
I don't know why we never did that song in Cabaret. Really was a shame.
Does it involve dancing?
Oh, that's the reason. That's the reason.
Like complicated dancing.
Complicated dancing.
There's really no reason to do the song unless you can do dancing.
Okay, well then.
That's why.
Let's talk about Ray Day and Chidi. Do you have anything else?
No, I just like that she said, Bojo's like, let's enjoy the day. And I went, yike.
Yike.
I'd have to peace out. I think I would, and I think, boy, she's really having to see the sunny side here. That's why it feels like Darcy, because we would actually watch Darcy be humiliated
by
both Jesse and Tom.
Yeah.
Each time. And then she's like, all right, I guess tomorrow's their day.
Really? I don't know. I guess they're still married, but y'all, really, Georgie was the best of them.
I can't believe you're saying I agree with you, but yes.
And he had the best dick. Again, I think he's the reason why Dick Riviera was born.
Something like that. Either Georgie or, yeah.
Darcy gave us so much. Okay, let's talk about Renee and Chidi.
She's been at the hotel by
herself.
She's
lonely and scared.
She's like, but I have high hopes. I got to say, y'all, he's already at the beach. Not great when someone, he's pulling a Robert De Niro in Goodfellas. When someone is already early for your meeting, it means you're going to get whacked or they're breaking up with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't, it's when you're the breaker upper, you arrive early. That is the thing. You're already there.
Someone
trust
who's an
me.
Expert.
Yes. I know. And if they're already early, it's bad. It's gonna be bad.
Oof. Yeah.
Be the first person to arrive. It is the best power position you can possibly be in.
And so she does show up and he's already there.
So he says, I came to the beach to tell her I don't want to pursue this relationship, but I can't help but remain open-minded and hopeful that she's gonna have an open dialogue about our relationship. And I was like,
yeah.
And he's like, but I don't know if she's capable. It's so interesting to that. I guess with someone who's very inexperienced with relationships, I can't believe he did not see that she was completely unreasonable before.
Well,
I get because they had to fight before.
You know, there is, I will say, I've thought about this a lot, that, you know, she talks about Renee acted like she was inhibited about her looks, and that's why she liked that Chidi was blind. But also, although her crazy is beyond you, even if you're blind, I feel like I agree with you. I feel like you can see it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but he was never able to see, like, because part of why we see how crazy she looks, it's like her facial expressions.
That is true.
Part of, like, affect is how they're looking.
Yeah, the affect.
He can't see any of that. So I think he is hindered a little bit.
And doesn't look like he's been in that many relationships. And he might thinking this is someone who loves me so much. This is...
I do think it's more about his unlovableness, that his feeling of that, because she did tell him on the phone before that she believes in human sacrifices. And I don't think I would agree to see anyone once they said
he
that.
He looked past a lot of things, it looks like.
he doesn't get
and
past.
He's like, look, there's crabs in here. They're dead.
They're dead. They're crabs.
Chidi, I didn't know you had crabs. He's like... joke just flies past. It's like, look, Renee.
It does feel like a boss that's about to fire you.
It's totally that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I respect your choice for privacy. What concerns me is how it happened. And y'all, she just jumps in. Your sister and I aren't on good terms. You want me to stay in a place where I'm not on good terms with someone? Something needs to happen. Blah, 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 blah,
but he
blah.
Says, but you said before you came here that you don't like sisters.
Exactly.
So he's like,
and there's a reason. And now you see it, Chidi.
I did a one when he said, can you let me finish? And then he started to talk and she just immediately talked over him again.
This is someone who is, she cannot have a non-contentious relationship with anyone in her life.
No.
Anyone who is close to her is going to feel her rage. And that's purely what it is.
And she says, as she says, she's never the problem. It's always these other people that are the problem. And Chidi even tries to, this guy, I love this guy. He's so kind the way he spoke to her.
Him and his family are wonderful.
They're wonderful.
They're patient. They're trying to understand the other person.
I wish he was gay. I would date him because I would love to date someone blind. I would never have to do any more plastic surgery again. I just let my whole face fall.
You'd have to take them around everywhere. You'd actually love that, though.
I'm codependent. I would love that.
I was going to say, because that would be a real drag for me.
Yeah, like, I would love.
Ugh. But you know what? To be fair, it would be very easy for me to dispose of them if I needed to. They wouldn't see like the truck coming. Okay. If I needed to
let's
push
move
them
on.
Into the road.
Let's not get yourself arrested again. Please. Just want to get through it.
So, he's like, Chitty, maybe one day you'll find a woman who'll sit your sisters out 24/7. All you need to do is run to your sister. At one point, she's like, he's trying to like touch her, and she's like,
touch yourself.
That's what you're used to.
That's what you're used to. And that's when the producer asked, did you feel like you overreacted? And she says,
monotone.
No.
I don't feel like I overreact.
And that's where Chidi's like, can I talk? And she says, yeah. And then he starts to talk. And
he's
then,
like, let's be cool for once. He does say that.
Yeah, and she tries
that's
to talk.
That's when she goes into her
monologue. I would love to go out and see the waves.
Her monologue from The Old Man and the Sea. and then she's like, well, I just see you sucking your sister's tits. And this is when he goes, okay, decorum's out the window.
Yeah.
Are you sharing milk? And then
she does say to her, if you want people to love you, you've talked about these relationships, but he said, you need to learn to respect others because with this attitude, he's like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And
but she's the victim, y'all. She's always the victim because.
You know what hurts me the most? 5.5 years to tell you that I was with men that turned to heroin, crack, cocaine, and drugs because I chose not to put up with the bullshit. And I chose to move on. And now you want to scrunch your teeth. I don't know what scrunching your teeth at me is. Scrunch your teeth at me and say the problem is me. The problem is you, Chitty. The problem is the whole freaking human race.
God's
aliens are better.
Aliens are better, yes.
And then she says it was my choice to be alone. So you better learn to chill because you're messing with the wrong freaking ass person.
Freaking ass person. I think you're coming here for a visa.
And there we are. I was waiting to where we get there.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. As soon as I went, ding, 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 there
and
we
that's
are.
When she said that, that's when he actually got mad and said, stop it. And he said, if I wanted to have the visa, I would have submitted it. He said, it's laughable to bring this up.
I would have submitted to you, not submitted it. I would have submitted and had sex with you. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. You know what? This guy, he calls out. He knows when she's gaslighting him, and he's able to see it immediately because he said she's just saying this to avoid the real issues.
And she's like, if I'm too much for Chitty, I withdraw myself out of your life. And she says, he said, I can't express my feelings. Everything revolves around her. It's over. And like a good Sean Robinson, I wish you the best.
Wish them the best. And I think this is the last we're going to see them. Maybe we'll see.
I
think this is going to be
really hope so.
Because I think on this season on, we didn't see them.
Wow, what a ride.
We didn't see them. I think they were literally like, let's get this bitch out.
I think also there's a limit to how much you can take. It's not funny anymore. And it's anything, it is, you start to worry. I wonder if there was some kind of physical altercation as well. I don't know. It's she's obviously dangerous.
Yes.
You can tell it's yeah. She probably doesn't need to be on television. So let's not cast her on anything else. Let's just move on.
Let's talk about someone who, let's not cast her. Someone who I honestly can't believe I'm saying this. I actually enjoy watching them on television. The
really?
More and more. Yet, I don't know why. I knew it. Well, I'll tell you why I enjoy it, because to be a good reality star, or there's many things, but one thing that is a good skill to have as a reality star, I think you would be able to do this when and if you ever get on Big Brother, if you fill out the application, is the stick-to-itiveness to make a choice, and even if you know it's wrong or you don't actually have factual information, you still double down and stick to your choice. And you would do that on Big Brother.
She's a double downer. Yeah.
She's a double. There is no, all the information, all the facts are telling her this is not the same thing. But yet the way she is like, nope, if you're going to be with me, you can't do this shit either. And not because of a religious reason, but because of her own personal and she's making it about her own values. And yep. I wrote, when she did that, I wrote, this bitch isn't dumb. People think she's dumb.
Yeah, I
she
agree with you.
She is smart and she knows what she's doing.
I don't think she's dumb. I think she is extremely wrapped up in the delusion that is her life.
Delulu, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is this ensemble she's wearing? It looks like she killed Bigfoot.
I kind of thought it would look good on you.
with the fluffy boots.
Yeah, I think you would have gotten too hot.
It kind of looks like I was raised Catholic and then we were Jehovah's Witnesses. my father was a salesman, worked at the Palm restaurant. He sends a car for her and y'all, she's still pissed about the shirtless photo.
Yes. And she's like the cards, the flowers, it's not going to change.
This is what they'll make up for it.
But he says, I want to make a surprise and a baby. And she walks in, there's tons of flowers and candles. She's like, but I'm not having it. And he's like, baby, I missed you so much. Cannot believe you're really in here in person with me. And she's just staring at him. I love this.
I do too.
And she's like, why are you acting like everything's fine?
And he's like, what? Well, y'all, because this guy, you know what this is about? This guy wants his dick inside her so
yes.
bad. He wants to fuck. That's all this is about.
And to start this bearded life. So he can have babies and make his mother get off his fucking case. And then he can go to the baths and fuck guys.
Yeah, y'all. I just get a gay vibe from this guy.
Yeah. We're not the only ones. Don't worry.
Yeah. Maybe he'll move to Dallas and you'll know maybe we'll have a friend, like your friends have seen him at JR's or something like that.
Oh, he won't go to JR's. Maybe he will not go to gay bars. No, 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 no. He'll go to like sex bars and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I have friends there too.
You have friends everywhere.
I've got eyes and ears and holes everywhere in Dallas. Call up the sisters and see what's going on.
Definitely got a lot of one eyes in Dallas. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
So
this has been so fun today, and I'm not even on a gummy.
I like you said that because it's usually not. Fun today. It's usually a chore. So she's like, what? What? I shared pictures. You said to delete, and I did. Any problems now? No, we forget everything. And y'all, this is, we've seen this before in, I would say, relationships where there was a kind of an inequality culturally in the sexes. When the man says it, you just do it.
Nicole and Miss Mood fought about this. But I think the difference of Nicole, the way she's handling it and
Miss Mood is a very different man, though.
Also Nicole was so just wasn't able to express emotions. But again, with Tiger Lily, y'all also, Nicole, Tiger Lily is 41 years old. Don't forget about that. And she's like, nope, this isn't going to work for me now either. So if you want to be with me, this is how it's going to be. And y'all, notice she said this after they got married, because this guy doesn't believe in divorce.
No.
You can't get divorced. So he's realizing, if I want to have sex, I've got to agree to keep my clothes on.
Well, he does. And you see the figures run through his head like that meme with the woman. he'd never really been checked this way before.
No, no.
She's like, don't you care if I'm upset about something? It's not important. He's like, no, it's not important. And I said, no, he's going to argue with you about what's important and what you should care about. And she's like, how would you feel? And I went, this is not going to work, because he doesn't consider the situations equal between you as a woman and him as a man. And she's like, what if I got out of the shower and took a pic? I don't think she's getting anywhere with arguments like this, but the next argument
Well, because he did finally say to her,
I'm a man.
He said, because I'm a man, that's why I can do
it's the 100th time I've told you, baby.
And that's when this smart bitch pivoted on a dime and nailed him.
Here's the thing, though. What she says, she's like, when we go swimming, you wear different stuff than I did. That is true. And what she's trying to say is he's talking about something completely different. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to say that it is what he shows is different than what a woman can show. And and he's like, what do you mean that's not true at swimming? And she's like, no, that's not true. What she's saying is modesty works both ways.
She's saying that if for her it works both ways.
And he can't understand that because he doesn't, for him, it is unfathomable that a woman would question him about modesty.
Yeah, it's unfathomable that a woman gives you a boundary, period.
Exactly. What's interesting here is she says...
she does make a good point when she says, she's like, this is a problem. I can't tell you things because you freak out. And if we don't talk, because he just wants to go, bury
it. Can't you just be okay with it? She's like, you want me to be fake?
It's actually healthy that she brings it up this way.
I can't believe that they would actually have what I might think a productive, or they try to have a productive argument.
If she gets him to come to the U.S., she'll be able to maybe
that's
make the
only way.
It's the only way.
It's going to have to be. She's going to have to westernize him in a degree of saying, "We don't do this here. If you want to be with me, we're going to do things. You can say it's your religion as long as you want, but." And what she can do is, I'm going to go chapter and verse of the Quran and tell you where some of the things you're saying, they are not there.
Also, we can't forget, we don't know his situation, but y'all, I think she's the one with the money. Right?
She has money.
We don't know
what he has.
She's quite wealthy. We don't know what his...
Yeah.
situation is. So even if he does move to America, I mean, the American's always in control, but she'll really be in control because she's the one that's paying for everything.
He will be miserable in the U.S. I promise you. And I liked it when she says, but it wasn't respectable that I shared a shirtless pic. And he says, I thought you would like it. And I went, why don't you just send it to her instead of posting on social media?
Exactly. Exactly.
And she said, why don't you think it was okay? And for me, you had such an extreme reaction if things that I do. He's like, I got to be honest with you. And I went, I'm here for this. He's like, just things are different for girls and women. You can't show your body when you go swimming, but I can. And that's when she has a problem. She's like, no, none of this is about religion. It's out of respect for me. And that was the smartest thing she said.
When she said that, I applauded. Not because I'm like want her to win or anything like that. I just applauded at how quickly she turned the tables.
And he says, you said my body is for you. Well, it's the same. Your body is for me. He straight up laughs.
He does laugh.
And y'all, because I guarantee you, he probably hasn't heard a woman talk like this to a man.
No.
He keeps saying, she will respect my religion, always pushing it back to the religion. But I want to move along. It's a special moment and a romantic moment. And she's like, I'm glad he's apologized for the disrespect. She's just shoving it under the rug. She's like, now we can do what we want to do. Make a baby.
Make a baby.
I enjoy watching him now. I like her.
As many things as steps forward as she makes, I think she's always going to make that many to go back.
Agreed.
She needs to feel young and desired by this man. But she did. There were a lot of smart things she said.
And the fact that she was used to being controlling relationships, and I see this bitch isn't going to live that life anymore. And do I think she went into this very naively and ridiculously and did not know what she was getting into? 100%. She's pivoting.
What I would do is become a fucking expert on Islam and go to my local mosque and go and talk to people who have, kind of find someone who has similar ideas that she does, and then take him to it. Because if you're surrounded by those ideas, you won't be able to speak for them.
But I guess that's
a hard climb.
That's a hard climb. But I do enjoy any time a woman is taking down a man. I just usually do enjoy.
Of course,
yeah. But speaking of babies, I just want to say there is a little bit of 90 Day Fiancé news that, if a lot of you don't know, Bilal and Scheider are having a baby boy.
They are.
But also, y'all, Ranch Dressing is pregnant.
Amber and Daniel.
You know, she wrote on Instagram. I was like, oh, and she said, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes moving in with your gay best friend, then comes.
She's a riot.
I love them so much, and we are so happy for them. Reality Gays gives them an RG congrats.
I actually do wish them the best.
I really do wish them the best. So y'all go give their Instagram some love and tell them congrats. All right. That's it. That's the show.
One other baby news. You might remember Whitney from Connor and Whitney of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives did have her baby. It's a baby boy, and they named him Billie Jean.
Isn't that a
I think it could be anything.
But Jean, okay. Okay.
Billie Jean is, yeah. He's not the father. he's just a queen who thinks that he... Anyway.
All right,
I wish them the best. The Sean Robinson style.
That's the show. If you want to talk about this with other sissies, you can do that. You can do it in our Facebook group, in our Sissy Squad. You can join that group. We have fun in there, and we should remind y'all that every kind of major show we do, every 90 Day, B90, every Toe, Lilu, there's always a live chat every week if you want to jump into that Facebook group, and you can talk to people, or you can leave messages and talk to us on Patreon and Supercast. So, and now I'm starting to see the Spotify comments, because I got to download that app for you.
It's another thing. Another new thing. I screamed the other day. I was done with new things.
Just give me your phone and I'll do it for you, because you're going to be upset.
A lot on my phone. I don't think you want to see.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Woo! All right, we're going to work that out, y'all, and let you have it. Have a good week. Again, take time for yourself. Find the little joy in this week. Be around people that you love. It's okay to not be around people that are triggering to you, even if you are related to them. Find your peace.
Amen.
Find it. All right. We will see you next week. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you think Sebastian the Crab is a beta cook who's in league with the Rothschilds and controlling tuna production... You can call us.